All right, on this episode of Bouts Talkin' Bouts, excited to be talking to an individual set to co-main event Bellator 297, which transpires on June the 16th. A very intriguing matchup for the Bellator Bantamweight Championship as Sergio Pettis defends his crown against Patricio Pitbull, and happy to have Sergio on the show. How's your day been going so far, man?
Day's been good, man. I had a lot of workouts this morning. Got to take an ice bath, eat some food. Now I'm just chilling out, doing some interviews, and yeah, man, just enjoying the rest of the night.
And I'm curious, like, what your initial thoughts were when this bout offer came your way. I imagine the temperament would be a very excited one, just being that Patricio has such a big profile in the company. But give me some insights into when this bout offer first came your way, like how you were feeling about it.
I was excited about it, man. You know, me and my coach were kind of throwing it out there a little bit on social media. Like, hey, Patricio, you know, we'd like to fight him. You're dropping down a weight class to be a 3-time world champ. And, you know, me, my comeback fight off the ACL injury, to get thrown back into the deep end against a tough guy like Patricio is an opportunity, and a big opportunity for both of us, man. I think an opportunity for me to put my name in a new category and just boost my career up.
Yeah, for sure. And it seemed like there were some points, both like competitively and with the timeline with the injury, where, you know, frustration would understandably set in. But it was seeming like towards the end of it, you were like really, I guess, looking at the positives from it, just in terms of the growth in different aspects of your game that you've had in between. Can you, I guess, take me through the, you know, the whole timeline, just temperament wise, like from the beginning of the injury to, you know, where you're at now, just ready to return and everything?
Yeah, so beginning of the injury, man, it was about March when it happened. I was a couple weeks away from fighting my teammate Rafian Stotts. Prepping for that fight, one little mistake, devastating mistake, I actually tore my ACL, missed out a chance to make $1 million and missing 3 fights last year. But, you know, it definitely did play out. You know, I learned a lot this last year about my resilience, how tough I am mentally and physically, and the growth was a big, big growth for me. You know, I needed to go through these times of, you know, going through the dirt and the rough and going back into the trenches. You know, I had a really successful 2021, won my belt, had a comeback knockout against Horiguchi. So I was sitting pretty nice, man, and feeling well. And, you know, this happened, and, you know, back to square one. I got to get my finances right. I got to make sure everything's good. I got to have enough money to sustain my lifestyle for a year and a half. And, you know, I'll watch other people gain success as well. So it was a humbling year for me, but necessary, man. I feel if I could go back and do it again, I'd do it again. You know, I learned so much last year.
Yeah, like, I mean, I'd imagine, like, such a dramatic comeback win over someone the caliber of Horiguchi. Like, there'd be that sense to want to get back out there. Obviously, you know, physical elements getting in the way of that there. But, I mean, very interesting state of the division now and everything like that. Because it seems like you're coming back at a time where, I mean, the depth of the division was known before you left. But I feel like if you get your desired outcome in this one, there's obviously, you know, some subsequent top quality contenders. Patchy Mix, the Grand Prix winner, obviously coming to mind. I mean, Rafian Stotts, he could easily get back to, you know, the win column. So can you kind of, I guess, speak to that, just the state of 135 from, you know, your champion perspective?
Yeah, man, the 135 division is stacked. You know, we got a lot of guys out there. Patchy Mix, like you said, Rafian Stotts, got some guys making their way up. Definitely a stacked division, and, you know, I came back, like you said, during a perfect time. You know, 35 division's getting a lot of eyes looking at him. Patchy Mix had a very great last year, and he was killing stuff, man. So coming back, and if I win this fight against Patricio, get it against Patchy, it's going to be a big fight, you know. So two big fights back-to-back, and that's what I'm looking for, to fight some of the toughest out there and some of the best out there.
And I'm curious if you're someone who will get, like, different, I guess, body types and, you know, stylistic attributes, like, within, like, how you curate your sparring partners. And I guess if that's the case, like, who, I guess, is replicating those aspects of, you know, Patricio Pitbull heading into this fight?
Yeah, man, I got a lot of guys. We come from a small gym out of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, but, you know, having a small gym, I got a lot of guys giving me the looks that I need, and guys making their way up, guys that have been in the big shows. I got Christian Rodriguez, I got my teammate Mark Jawinski, the D3 wrestler, All-American, and he's making his way up in the ranks as well. I got some guys coming from Chicago, popping over, Oscar, his brother as well. You know, some guys are not known to yet, but, you know, they're very close, and they're making their way up. So definitely have some good guys give me these looks, and around the same size. I got a lot of guys that were about my height, a little bit shorter, stocky, boxing partners as well. I've been boxing a lot lately, been going to a gym over called Milwaukee Boxing Academy, and these young cats are, man, they're throwing heat at me, so I'm just getting comfortable, getting more swag with my striking and more swaggy with my boxing. So things are coming together really well, man. I'm peaking at the right times.
Yeah, I mean, you guys have always had good hands within the Pettis family, but, you know, just with you talking about that, it kind of reminded me of, you know, the relatively recent win your brother had over Roy Jones Jr. Like, has there been, I guess, an especial, you know, focus with the boxing in recent times? Like I said, you guys have always had the good quality hands, but has there been an even more, I guess, pronounced focus on the Western boxing recently?
More for Anthony, you know, more with the boxing. I'm still mixing it together, you know, I'm still involving my MMA, my kickboxing, and everything's coming, jiu-jitsu as well. But I've been boxing a lot more just to, you know, get comfy, man. Sometimes you just got to have people thrown at you to get sedated to big strikes and just putting me in positions where I got to fight out of, you know. And boxing's a different feel. You the cardio for MMA, I could kind of move around that. For boxing, it's pretty rough sometimes.
Yeah, I get what you're saying in that sense. Maybe it's kind of derivative of what we were kind of touching on the last time we talked, because that was the media day ahead of your Horiguchi fight there, and you were talking about how certain, I guess, lifestyle changes really bolstered that, you know, creativity and that sort of fluidity you're talking about. Like, it seems like you really got to a point where the passion was there, but also, like, over a decade professionally fighting. So is it kind of rooted in that too, like the confluence of those two things?
Yeah, for sure, man. I spent some time in the sport already now. This year I'll be 12 years in. I started 18 years old fighting professionally right out of high school. So 12 years later, man, I'm starting to kind of put things together. I'm starting to trust myself and be confident with my skill set. For a bit, you know, I was on the opposite end of the spectrum where I wasn't really confident in what I was doing. I was going through the motions, but I wasn't mentally as sharp as I am now or as dedicated as I am now. And definitely the passion is still there, you know, and especially when you get something taken away from you, you know, you get the time to realize how important it is to you. So this last year and a half, man, all I kept thinking about was competing. All I kept thinking about was training. And I wasn't training. I'm over here helping my teammates get better. You know, I'm still in the gym. So, like I said, I learned so much this past year about Sergio Pettis in general, you know, how I am as an individual, how I am when I face adversity. And, I'm excited to show all that come June 16th.
Yeah, it seems like an awesome time in your career for sure, and just kind of like interweaving yourself back into, like, you know, the Pettises being competitive. Like I mentioned your brother, obviously, but Angelo Pettis, like, really being early on in his journey. It just seems like a cool time for everyone competing.
Oh, for sure, man. It's awesome to have another Pettis coming his way up. You know, Angelo is only like 18, 19 years old, making his way up. And the kid's a killer, man. He's going to be a beast. You'll see him out there very soon.
Yeah, I mean, based on how, you know, the Pettises have performed, I very much believe that for sure. And I mean, a lot of the rhetoric in this fight, obviously on the end of, you know, Patricio is his aim to become a three-weight champion. I'm kind of curious, just with Bellator's recent attempt to launch that flyweight division and establishing the first, you know, title fight there and everything. I mean, not overlooking, you know, such a big challenge here, obviously, but could that hold your interest down the line if you get your ideal outcome here, like maybe trying to be that, you know, champ, make maybe go back down to flyweight, or not so much?
As of right now, I don't even want to think about cutting an extra 10 pounds. I was fighting that flyweight for a bit, and the way my body was feeling, I was feeling really fragile. I'm not competing and performing how I feel at 135, so as of right now, that's not in my head, but, you know, we'll see. You know, these next 2 years, I want to make a stand for my name and my legacy, and I'm going to start off with this Patricio fight. You know, that's all I care about right now. I don't care about anything past that. I'm not looking at Patsy Mix. I'm not looking at 125 division. All I see is Patricio Pitbull on my radar.
I mean, absolutely, and this might seem like a bit of a, you know, nebulous kind of question, just being that a lot of people talk about him as being Bellator's most accomplished fighter ever, but like, can you speak to some of the main stylistic attributes he brings to the table? Like, obviously the resume is there in a big way, but like, what are some of your thoughts on the X's and O's of this?
Man, Patricio is a high level fighter. He's got a smart IQ when it comes to fighting. He knows where to take the fights. He's good everywhere. He's got submissions, he's got knockouts. He can go out there and outscore you and outclass you. So he's got a full game. It's going to be an interesting fight for me to come in here and face him, man. You know, it's on top of that, like you said, the pedigree he's at, the level he's at, 35-5. He's got 40 fights, so he's been around for a while. I've been watching Patricio for a while too. So, you know, this is a big fight for me, and the stylistic matchup for both of us, I think, is going to be fireworks, to be honest.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, just, yeah, such an interesting fight. I mean, you kind of even touched on it there a little bit. Like, this would strike me as a guy that you've maybe seen compete even before kind of interweaving yourself into the Bellator fold. Is that a fair, you know, characterization?
100%. Yeah, I've been watching Patricio for a while. I was a fan of him before I even knew I was going to fight him. I'm still a fan of him to this day. I'm excited to fight him. It's a big fight, man. One of the guys I looked up to.
Yeah, it just seems like a cool card overall, like Vadim Nemkov defending his title against Yoel Romero and everything like that. It seems like one of the bigger, like, high-profile Bellator events of the year, and your fight very much a part of, you know, why that perception exists. Is that something that you find kind of cool? Like, are you really feeling that in your own experience, like, leading into this one?
For sure. This is a big fight for me. Definitely awesome to be on a card with a lot of other great athletes. Yoel Romero, big fan of him. You know, Nemkov's a beast. I believe Corey Anderson's on the card as well. So it's going to be a good night, man. Good time in Chicago. I'm excited to fight outside of the Mohegan Sun. My last three fights were at the Mohegan. So I'm excited to bounce around and you know, go back to my roots in the Midwest, fighting in Chicago. I think the last time I fought in Chicago was like 2017 against Joseph Benavidez. So it's been a long time.
Yeah, and that kind of ties into something I was going to bring up. I feel like we're on the same wavelength, just this being in Chicago and everything. I mean, I was noticing that you were, you know, at AEW Dynamite to check out a certain Chicago compatriot in action. I'm wondering if CM Punk is planning to be at this one to, you know, support you, being that you guys have the Rufus Sport tie-ins.
Yeah, man, I'm not sure if he'll be there. I'm going to reach out to him and see what's up. But, yeah, he's based out of Chicago, so I'm assuming he'll be there. He's a big fight fan as well. And, yeah, man, I've definitely got some history with CM Punk. He's been at the gym for a while. I'm competing when he was competing in the UFC. And, man, the guy's a hard worker, training every day with or without a fight. So much respect to CM Punk. I hope to see him out there.
Yeah, actually, as we're kind of talking about that, I'm checking out the date on here, and I'm kind of a pro wrestling nerd, so he might be returning to the AEW fold from what I'm hearing with all the gossip. So hopefully timing works out, but we'll see, I guess.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, we got to have you do a run-in and help him out if it gets a little too thick. Is that something that would hold any interest for you?
Yeah, I mean, that would be awesome. Any opportunity I could get to go and bounce around and you know, show my name elsewhere and grow myself in general, my profile, would be awesome. And yeah, but I've always I liked wrestling, man. I think it's cool. That's a good sport, entertaining, and a lot of cool people are in there. CM Punk being one of them is great. All right, my dogs are gonna go a little crazy.
Yeah, no worries, man. And I guess I'm kind of curious, because we were talking about, like, some of the people you were getting in work with before. Like, who's, I guess, part of that main crew? Like, I mean, Emmanuel Sanchez is someone that, you know, works out of there, obviously. Like, Rafayan Stotts, we were kind of, you know, talking about before. Like, who's mostly in the gym? Like, even, like, not sparring partners directly, but just guys kind of readying for fights around, like, the same time.
Yeah. You know, Manny's actually at a different gym now, so he's not with us anymore. But, you know, I've had years with Manny, you know, we still reach out to him, still talk to him. Rafion, he's obviously at a new gym as well in Houston. But right now I got, you know, guys that are making their way up that are just giving me these great looks, man. I got Christian Rodriguez, he's in UFC. I got Mark Chilinski, 3-time division wrestler. So I got some guys, man, really good guys.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, like we were talking about before, you're squarely focused on this fight as far as that's the next challenge, but just returning from injury after a little bit, do you have a desired strength of schedule you would like this year, like a certain amount of fights if things were to fall into place?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, if I come out healthy, I'd like to get another one in by the end of this year, possibly fight Patsy Mix. But yeah, man, I'm focused on Patricio, so we'll see how I feel after this one, see if I get any bumps or bruises or how my body comes back and performs. So yeah, as of now, you know, just focus on the mission.
Yeah, I very much get that sense, and I was excited for this fight prior to talking to you, but definitely compounded that much further after the chat, man. So thanks for the time, but definitely want to... Yeah, no worries, man. And yeah, just want to be mindful of your schedule, though. Like I said, I imagine you have a lot on the go ahead of a fight of this magnitude. So to that point, is there any kind of final parting thought you might want to add as we're sort of wrapping up here, Sergio?
Yeah, man, if you guys are in Chicago, come check me out June 16th at the Wintrust Arena. Check it out on Showtime. It's going to be a firework fight between me and Patricio. Man, I'm excited. Thank you again for having me.
yeah, awesome getting to chat with you, man, and very much excited to check out this Bellator 297 fight June 16th. Can't come soon enough, so looking forward to peeping that. But until then, you have a good rest of your night, man.
Hey, you too, man. I appreciate you again. Thank you.